What's good, everyone? G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka the Greginator, aka the Rookie of New York, and I want to talk to you about Anchor and my show. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it! I'll explain. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, add music intros, music outros, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get sponsorships. It's everything you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. That way, you can listen to the episodes of my show off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast, the unfiltered comedy show about the stories mixed with entertainment, music, real life segments, and much more. Now, where can you find, follow, and listen to the show, you ask? You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, which is off the Meat Rat Chains NY podcast, alongside with my Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens and Queens, New York. To spell it out is OFFTHEMEATRACKCHAINZ NYPODCAST, all in one word. Now, streaming platforms, in case you missed any of the episodes. We are on Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Podorama, Listen Notes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and please don't forget that Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast is on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. If you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. Let's go. Right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, new listeners and current listeners out there. Thank you for joining us today from all around the world, including Canada, the USA, areas of Long Island, including the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. This is your host with the most, G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka Greginator, aka Rookie Podcaster of Queens, New York. And you are now tuning in and listening to Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast on episode 28. That's right, 28. We made it, man. For real. But listen, if you're new to the channel and you're a new listener and you missed any previous episodes whatsoever, all you got to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, G-Money Stats 555. Click on the notification bell so you can be reminded on when the podcast goes on the air live. More video content, upcoming episodes, previous recorded episodes, and be sure to leave a like and a comment along with the topics and the episodes. And also, don't forget to share the podcast along with your friends, plus audio streaming platforms, which I will go over. Now, in case you were wondering what's going on with B-Live, unfortunately, he can't make it, so most likely I'm going to be able to hold the fort down until he gets back. So let's get started with the first topic, which is also before we even start the topics, let me put it to you like this. If you want to be a guest, whether you are a singer, rapper, DJ, VJ, black-owned trendsetter that has a business. Also, if you have any topic ideas that you want us to talk about, alongside with being able to have your chain letter read on the air to get advice, all you gotta do is email the show right here, Off the Meat Rack Chains NY Podcast at gmail.com. That's Off the Meat Rack Chains NY Podcast at gmail.com. And also, if you'd like to make a charitable donation to support Off the Meat, to support the show, all you have to do is, you know, go to the link in the description that says anchor.fm/gmoney-stacks/support. Another option is my Cash App, which is $GMoneyStats555. Now, we're not asking you to break the bank or anything. We're asking you to do the best that you can on what you can afford. Now, the segment we have today is regarding the topics of the week. So this segment is called Chatting on the Jazz. And basically what that is basically a segment where we get to talk about the topics every week on what we should do and how we share our thoughts and talks on things. So with that being said, let's get started with the first topic. So because it's mental health awareness check-in segment, and the subject for today is about self-care. Self-care is anything you do to take care of yourself so you can stay physically, mentally, and emotionally well. Its benefits are better physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being. Research suggests self-care promotes positive health outcomes such as fostering resilience, living longer, and becoming better equipped to manage stress. Let's get to the importance of self-care, shall we? Now, according to goodandcenter.org, so the title is The Importance of Self-Care for Mental Health. Now, It goes like this. What words come to mind when you think about mental health treatment? Medication, maybe. Therapy of all kinds. CBT, DBT. Existential. So I'm just gonna spell that. I don't want to butcher it too much. Behavioral. All these have something in common. They're prescribed or facilitated by licensed mental health professionals. However, the final piece of the puzzle is something that everyone can implement on their own. Self-care. Self-care is crucial for mental health and is highly recommended even for those who are doing okay. Without self-care, all other treatments are fighting an uphill battle. Yes, they work, but other effectiveness is tempered by self-neglect. Why is self-care so important for mental health, you ask? Let's start by defining exactly what we're referring to when we speak of self-care. Self-care refers to anything you do to improve your well-being and happiness. This can include anything from regular exercise to occasional bubble bath. Usually, we speak of it in the context of things for yourself that technically don't need to be done. You don't need a massage. You don't need to listen to relaxing music or go out to the movies. Doing these things, therefore, epitomizes self-care. Some would consider it indulgent, as it isn't technically productive time. But it does something of far greater value than most of what we consider productive activity. Why does self-care impact mental health, you ask? Some forms of self-care are intuitively helpful for mental health. Exercise, eating well, and sleeping well all affects our physical as well as giving us the energy, to do what needs to be done every day. But how do hobbies, baths, and the like make a difference to mental health? There are three main reasons. A sense of security. When it comes down to it, anxiety is a product of feeling unsafe in one way or another. It differs from fear in that it is not an urgent, life-threatening sense of danger we're worried about. Rather, anxiety relates to things that keep our world as we know it in order. Unfortunately, the solution to the problems excessive anxiety causes us cannot be to fix everything in our lives and keep everything in control. That's impossible, especially because it's not really up to us most of the time. Therapy helps us learn to manage the anxiety, but self-care has its own important place. Self-care, quite simply, makes us feel cared for. When we know we're cared for, we feel a sense of security. That sense of security reduces the potency of the anxiety. Yes, the trigger remains, but you will feel like a more robust person, ready to deal with them. because you are worth it. I agree. One common factor in most mental illness is a shaky sense of self. You are questioning who you are, and more urgently, whether you matter at all. You may not have received the unconditional love of a parent, or maybe you interpreted their care as coming at a steep price. Whatever the reason is, you need to develop your sense of self in order to truly heal. Self-care is a perfect start. Your mind may shred all evidence that others find you worthwhile, but actions can be potent regardless. Taking care of yourself is a practical demonstration of your own self-worth. In a way, it's as if you are faking it till you make it. Yourself and others. In case you feel that self-care is, in fact, selfish, here's the good news. Without caring for yourself, you are not going to be able to care for others. As RuPaul puts it, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? In other words, you are the person you can spend most of your time with. You are the person who experiences your own attitudes and actions. If you are not caring for yourself, you are neglecting your caring skills altogether. Conversely, if you are giving yourself love and care, you build your caring skills and naturally start relating to others with compassion and empathy. Hopefully, you can see the importance of self-care for mental health. So, what can you do to care for yourself, you ask? Here are some self-care tips. The following are some of the tenets of good self-care. Do things you enjoy. We tend to see hobbies as self-indulgent or a waste of time. After all, they don't make us money and can take up a lot of time. But hobbies are often the very things that gives us the sense of fulfillment we crave. Committing to do things you enjoy is the ultimate expression of self-care. Be a pleasure connoisseur. Pleasure is also something seen as selfish or unnecessary, but pleasure is what gives life its glow, making us feel good and giving us energy to pursue other goals. However, if you indulge in pleasure mindlessly, you miss much of the experience and can end up doing unhealthy things. Rather be a pleasure connoisseur, paying attention to the things you like and why you like them. Quality in this case is better than quantity. See friends. Not everyone loves socializing all the time, but we all need it to some extent. Don't mind the cars that's passing by, folks. That's coming from outside. Don't mind that. If you are not much of an extrovert, see friends in a one-on-one context. If you do love crowds, don't feel guilty about taking a night off to go party or gathering. Go home. Work is likely, okay. Go home. Work is a hugely important part of our lives, and we treat it that way. It takes up much of our mind space, as well as 8 hours of every weekday. However, it is important to give yourself a break when you can. If you find yourself staying late at work when you don't have to, or working on weekends, it is time to go home. Work may give you satisfaction and fulfillment, and at least it gives you financial security. But we all need time away from it. Self-care is incredibly important to mental health. By focusing on self-care, you make yourself less vulnerable to mental illness and make recovery that much smoother. I agree. I actually agree with this. Actually agree with this. Give me a second. Yeah, I actually agree with all the tips. Now, if you want to know all the tips about what's going about how to take care of yourself as far as self-care, you can go to the website goodencenter.org, the importance of self-care for mental health. That's goodencenter.org and the importance of self-care. Yeah, I actually agree with all the tips when it comes to self-care, especially if you have multiple things that you have to do, like say you have two jobs, right? But it's been very difficult for you to have time for yourself. And sometimes for some people, like myself, I don't work every day, but I do, but I'm still employed. Just because I work maybe one day out of a week or 2 days out of a week or whatever, doesn't mean I'm unemployed. I'm still working. It's just everybody's job is different. But the most common thing has to do with taking care of yourself as far as your mental health. And I feel that mental health is important, and the reason why I'm discussing this on this podcast is because hardly any, well, I can't say hardly any podcast is talking about this, but I wanted to point out some stuff on how important it is. And to be honest with you, I have to agree with those tips. And this is why I'm giving this sound effect right here. And I like to give an applause for the show reaching episode 28. Now, for those of you who may not know, I actually decided to create sound effects because the fact that soundboards in certain music stores are very expensive, I figured I took the liberty to actually being more creative, get my creative juices flowing. So that's another thing that you could do as part of mental health. That's another important key factor that you could do. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I do agree with all the tips, and I have to say, excuse me for my belly, folks. Don't worry about that. As for me, You know, I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, being alone sometimes is good, but at the same time, it's not always good to be alone, especially if you have, you know, something that you're going through and you want to basically confide into a friend of yours that you could probably trust more than your parents, which I'm actually trying to do. Because a lot of times your parents can't always relate to everything. And yes, it is considered important to, you know, reach out to somebody. So I encourage anyone that's going through dark times to reach out to your friends, your loved ones. That way you won't have to feel like you're alone, because at the end of the day, like I always say at the end of the show, you are not alone in all this. You have other people that care about you. And that's pretty much what I want to say for this particular topic here. Now, speaking of which, I actually want to I'm going to go into something actually, man. We have another terrible issue that's going on here in the New York borough of Brooklyn. So this is what happened. Well, actually, this was like a month ago, but I don't think anybody told about this. So I'm gonna just go ahead and actually go on with it. So basically there was another Asian hate crime that happened in Brooklyn. And where, you ask? This took place in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. A 77-year-old Asian man was pushed to the ground on Monday in a possible hate crime attack in Brooklyn, police say. The assault happened on Avenue U near 14th Street in Sheepshead Bay around 11 a.m., according to NYPD. The victim was pushed to the ground but was not injured, but police said. The suspect did not say anything to the victim, according to police. But the NYPD Hate Crimes Unit launched an investigation. The NYPD recently stepped up patrols in Manhattan's Chinatown and other neighborhoods amid a spike in anti-Asian attacks, including a brutal assault on a 65-year-old woman last week that was caught on video. The department also deployed undercover Asian officers and added two more detectives to its Asian hate crime task force. Oh my, yo. And this is why a lot of people are uncomfortable taking the train, because you hear stories like this. You hear stories about Asian hate crimes in Brooklyn. Then you have another one that I recently talked about that took place in Hell's Kitchen weeks ago, which involved a person who is black, basically did some idiotic shit to this Asian woman. And I'm going to play something actually to represent the terrible, terrible, terrible things that just been happening, man. Here it goes, like this. Now, this is just beyond crazy. You know, I feel like people like that who have nothing else to do but to basically pick on Asian people. It's like, what did they ever do to you? You know what I mean? This is just beyond ridiculous, okay? This is just beyond ridiculous, all right? I'm not really liking this idea of all this. And I really, really, really hate the idea of hearing stories like this. And I have to really, this is crazy, man. And I know there's more to, hold on. I know there's another one that happened recently and there's another hate crime that actually happened recently. And this has to do with, and this also took place in, two Asian Americans were targeted in hate crimes in the Big Apple over the weekend. A 15-year-old boy who was called Ching Chung in Queens and then beaten, and a 52-year-old woman who was nearly pushed onto subway tracks, which is terrible, by the way. Pushed onto the subway, nearly pushed to the subway tracks in Brooklyn, cops said Sunday. Both attacks happened Saturday and are being investigated by NYPD's Hate Crime Task Force, according to a police spokesman. Oh, boy. Man, that is a no-no right here for me. I'm sorry. That's a no-no for me, man. Like, what type of jerk actually decides to be picking on Asian people? It's like, come on, man. Like, this is just, I'm beyond flabbergasted and disappointed that, you know, we have bullies in the whole world that's actually doing all this, and this is just not right. Anyway, the 15-year-old victim was sitting at 62-01 99th Street in Flushing when he was approached by a group of five teenagers around 3 p.m. What the fuck are you looking at, Ching Chong? One of the teens asked, according to cops. The boy got up and asked the teens to leave him alone, but they instead began punching him in the head with their fists, police said. The victim was taken to Booth Memorial Hospital in stable condition. Three of the teenagers are ages 18, 15, and 14, were arrested, and two were being sought, cops said. They were charged with misdemeanor assault and harassment, cops said. Hate crime charges could be added later. Meanwhile, the female victim was attacked at the Myrtle Avenue and Broadway subway station in Bedford-Stuyvesant around 3:25, cops said. The woman, who was Chinese, told police she was approached by a female she didn't know who pushed her twice toward the track while making statements, cops said. A good Samaritan prevented her from falling onto the tracks, a police spokesman said. The suspect fled the station. The victim, who speaks limited English, wasn't sure what the woman said, cops said. The NYPD has ramped up its bias crimes division recently by adding Asian American cops to try to curb the disturbing spike in hate crimes. Okay. This is my take on this. Right? I feel like we are living in a world where there's no positivity. There's always going to be certain individuals that's going to be full of darkness and evil and hatred to just pick on somebody, because they look different, of a different ethnicity and everything. Let me tell you something. For those individuals who like to beat up Asians and push them to the tracks, push them to the ground and everything, I have to say shame on you, you fucking cowards. What gives you the right to pick on Asian people? Oh, because they look like Chinese people. They look like Japanese people. Well, guess what? You're fucking wrong. You're fucking wrong for that shit. And on top of that, you should be held accountable. And if you're not held accountable for your actions, karma is going to hit you in the face. Yeah, I had to actually get this off my chest, though, man. I hate hearing stories like this all the fucking time, man. And you know, let's stop the Asian hate already, man. This is fucking ridiculous, man. Right now, man. I'm done with this story right now, man. I'm done with this story right now. So let's go to a different subject. Let's go to the six-year-old boy right here. So according to Totally the Bomb, you guys probably never heard about this story, but a six-year-old basically found a bullet in a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. You think I'm kidding? Let me rewind to what I'm about to say, man. That's right. A six-year-old found a bullet in a hot Flaming Cheetos bag. You got to be kidding me, man. Why the hell would somebody from a fucking Fritos organization accidentally put a fucking bullet in a Cheetos bag? If you guys don't believe me, I got an article right here, according to Totally the Bomb. And you can go to totallythebomb.com/bullet in his bag. So let's get into this. All right. According to reports, a six-year-old boy found a bullet inside his bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. News broke when his parents reached out to Frito-Lay, the parent company of Cheetos, and even posted on Twitter saying, "So we found this bullet in my son's bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos we bought yesterday. And it's a golden bullet. And it's a golden bullet right here." Now I have a picture right there so you guys could actually see. Let me zoom in so you guys can get an idea. A bullet right here. Right here. A fucking bullet. It's crazy, man. How do you not? Anyway. I mean, you could clearly tell it's a bullet and it looks like it has been fired. I mean, we knew we were hot, but not bullet hot. Dang. That is a whole new level. A spokesman for Frito-Lay told TMZ that the company is committed to ensuring the quality and safety of its products. The rep added, "This situation is highly unusual and troubling. And we have already taken steps to investigate and attempt to identify the root cause. Okay. So there's more to the story. Let's hope so. In all seriousness, I surely hope this isn't a regular thing. People were finding things like shrimp tails in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which we discussed in episode 23. And now this. I think companies need to be more careful. Yes, they should. Yes, they should be careful of what they put in their products. Yeah. And this is just crazy to me, man. Like, this is about accountability with the parent company. If you are making a product like chips, like Cheetos, whatever it may be, please do not put fucking whatever it is, like a bullet or shrimp tail or whatever it is in there to make it look like an accident, when in reality, you probably did this shit on purpose, man. I hate to say this, man. For real, man. You did this shit on purpose, man. I'm sorry. You did this shit on purpose. This is just crazy, man. This is crazy, man. And I'm not, this is crazy. This is very crazy to me, man. And you know what, though? I feel like this is just a disaster. It's a disaster. Why I say it's a disaster? It's basically a disaster because if you are a parent company to a company that makes chips, you know good and hell well y'all should have had an inspection. Y'all should have had an inspection on the bags of chips. And this is why I can't even really imagine what the parents of the 6-year-old boy is going through. So let's go to the part about basically recently there was a day called National Nurses Day. Now, what is National Nurses Day, you ask? Let me just find out. Let me see. Hang on a second, folks. All right. So this took place around May 6th of this year, National Nurses Day. And there's an article that I want to read, actually. So let's get started with the article here, right? At the end of the 19th century, the lady with the lamp, or as she is more widely known, Florence Nightingale, founded modern nursing. Thanks to her strict use of hand washing and hygiene practices while caring for wounded soldiers in the Crimean War. Nightingale and her helpers reduced the death rate from 42%, ushering in nurses as we know it today. On May 6th, we recognize the important role nurses play in our lives by celebrating National Nurses Day. When is National Nurses Day, you ask? The heart of the healthcare sector is celebrated on National Nurses Day on May 6th, often the first and last person a patient sees during a hospital visit. Nurses are truly the rock stars. Yes, they are. And give it up for the nurses that's working hard and saving lives, because without them we wouldn't be here. So I want to give it an applause to the nurses out there right now. Let's go. All right. So, the history of National Nurses Day. National Nurses Day is the first day of National Nursing Week, which concludes on May 12th, which is today. Florence Nightingale's birthday. Yet, the week was first observed in the U.S. in October 1954 to the 100th anniversary of Nightingale's pioneering work in Crimea. In 1953, Dorothy Sutherland of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Warfare sent a proposal to President Eisenhower asking him to proclaim a Nurse Day in October of the following year to coincide with the anniversary. Although the president didn't act, the celebration was observed thanks to a bill sponsored by Representative Francis P. Bolton. And the following year, a new bill was introduced to Congress, lobbying for official recognition of the celebration. 20 years later, in February of 1974, President Nixon proclaimed a National Nurse Week to be celebrated annually in May. Over the next 8 years, various nursing organizations, including the American Nurses Association, rallied to support calls for a National Recognition Day for Nurses on May 6th, which was eventually proclaimed by President Ronald Reagan in 1982. With over 3 million working nurses in the U.S. today, nurses make up the highest percentage of the U.S. healthcare workforce. Although you might not imagine it, nurses are more likely to sustain a back injury on a shift than construction workers, and they walk an average of 5 kilometers per shift, as caring for others' health is such an active job. If you think nurses are only found in hospitals, then think again. The majority of registered nurses, 59%, practice elsewhere, such as in a nursing home or on home visits. They work across communities to keep people worldwide happy and healthy. And National Nurses Day is the perfect opportunity to show your appreciation for their work. So traditions of the day always playing a big role in hospitals. The nursing staff is loved and appreciated on National Nurses Day. The most common tradition for expressing gratitude to registered nurses is throwing them a party, inclusive of all shifts. The celebration is hosted by the medical facility and staff, with some even having fun decorations and nurse-themed cookies and cupcakes. Volunteers are also active today, putting themselves in the nurses' shoes to truly appreciate their work. Nurses spend a lot of grueling hours at the hospital, so their stories and encounters are also brought into the spotlight and documented by social media bloggers and storytellers. The hospital staff and patients generously give gifts and donations to nurses as a token of gratitude for all their hard work. On a larger level, management and leaders within the healthcare sector present nurses with awards and certificates as a symbol of recognition. By numbers, 300 AD, the earliest date of the first recorded mentions of nurses, 4 to 5, the numbers of miles of nurses work walk in every shift. 50%, the percentage of nursing students among the total number of healthcare students. Number four, the ranking of nurse practitioners on a list of 25 best jobs of 2019. 3 million, the number of nurses in the U.S. as of 2016. 19 million, the number of nurses in the world. 41%, the percentage of registered nurses working in hospitals. 10%, the percentage of male registered nurses in the total workforce. The anticipated increase of, the anticipated increase in the number of registered nurses by 2022. $35.24, the median pay of a nurse per hour. Now, in case you guys probably don't know what nurse, well, let's see. What is Nurses Appreciation Day? Well, there's National Nurses Day. Yes. So, in case you guys don't know what National Nurses Day, or as they say, Nurses Appreciation Day, on May 6th, we recognize the important role nurses play in our lives by celebrating National Nurses Day. Okay. So, National Nurses Day activities. Number one, the nurses in your life. Nursing is known for being a behind-the-scenes profession. A simple thank you for all you do could make a nurse's day by showing that you notice their hard work. With more than 3 million registered nurses in the USA, chances are there is at least one nurse out there who would be thrilled to be the object of your gratitude. Give the gift of caffeine. Nurses often work long, thankless shifts, standing on their feet, for 12 or more hours a day. For a nurse on the run, there's nothing better than a boost of caffeine in the middle of a shift. Head over to your local clinic or hospital with copious amounts of coffee in tow and tell the receptionist you are there to honor the nurses for National Nurses Day. Learn about the women responsible for it all. Number three, we've all heard the name Florence Nightingale. But do you know what made her famous? In honor of National Nurses Day, educate yourself about this groundbreaking woman who paved the way for modern nursing. Read an article, or better yet, watch a documentary about the lady with the lamp. Bonus points if you can recite the Florence Nightingale pledge afterward. Here's some five facts about Florence Nightingale. Number one, she knew six languages. Florence was fluent in English, French, German, and Italian, with good knowledge of Latin and ancient Greek too. Number two, she trained America's first nurse. Linda Richards attended Bellevue Training School before traveling to London to train under Nightingale at her school of nursing. Number three, she was named after her birthplace, just like her older sister, Parthenope. Nightingale's parents christened Florence with the name of the Italian town she was born in. Whew, that's wow. Number four, her parents objected to nursing. Back then, it was considered a professional for the lower classes. Not true, by the way. And was linked to prostitution. So mom and dad took some convincing. She owned a stuffed owl. Nightingale rescued her beloved owl from a group of youths playing in the street and had her feathery friend stuffed with it died when it died. So why do we love National Nurses Day? A, nurses are the backbone of medical care. Doctors may diagnose us, prescribe us medicines, and perform our surgeries, but without nurses, their jobs would be impossible. Nurses are on the front lines every day administering shots, performing physical exams, nursing wounds, and in many cases, caring for dying patients when the doctor is away. Nurses are there for us during our most vulnerable moments. B. Nurses are repeatedly ranked the most trusted profession. Chances are nurses know more about you than anyone else in your life. They know your height and keep it a secret. They've seen you naked and they know all your vitals. But you can trust them. According to polls, more than 80% of Americans think nurses have either high or very high ethical standards. C. Even when they are not working, they are nursing friends and family. If you are lucky enough to have a nurse in the family, you never have to worry about your health. Even when they are off the clock, nurses are always ready to give medical advice, administer medication, and fix us right up when something is wrong, even if that happens to be in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. If you like to learn about National Nurses Day, you could go to the website nationaltoday.com/National Nurses Day. That's National Nurses Day. All right. Now that I got that out the way, let's talk about Master P. Actually, before that, so I actually heard from a recent, I forget which podcast I was listening to, and the reason why, I bring up Mariah Carey is because, I forget which show I was listening to. This has to do with us with a particular beat that, you know, someone was saying that that Mariah Carey took an instrumental that basically was the same instrumental of Mobb Deep's Shook Ones Part 2. Now my thing is like this though, man. And this goes back to the whole culture vultures shit right now. Now I do remember we was talking about how Bruno Mars is considered a culture vulture, but what I didn't get a chance to discuss in the previous episode is about how he did an interview with the Breakfast Club and basically said that he was inspired by people like Michael Jackson and other music artists. See, you gotta know the difference between somebody being inspired versus somebody being a culture vulture. Meaning a culture vulture, for those of you who may not know, we previously talked about this, about Travis Scott, and along with the other artists whatsoever. So it's basically it's like a person who, well, let me just say this though. If you're gonna take an instrumental, right, from an original song that was by a rap group, right? And you don't seem to give credit when it's due to say Mobb Deep or anybody else, right? I think the most important lesson here is when you are about to use a beat, make sure you're able to give credit when it's due for their work. Otherwise, you're considered a culture vulture. And this is where I'm going to actually move on to the next topic, though, man. So let's go to Master P. Of course, after Master P basically talked about how important hip hop should have a union, right? So according to Complex.com, right, Master P still believes in a potential rappers union, but also excuse me, but also wants to promote self accountability. So here's how the article goes. With the death of stars like DMX and Black Rob, the conversation around the concept of a rappers union has been reignited. During a recent interview with The Breakfast Club, rapper turned mogul Master P said he's in favor of unionizing hip hop, but thinks there's a larger conversation to be had. Master P agreed with co-host DJ Envy that there should be unions and money management courses for rappers when they break into the industry. He thinks there should be some self-accountability for rappers as well. The thing is, we're not holding self-accountability, Master P said. When I went to visit people in prison, I asked the warden, I say, why are a lot of these guys here? He says 90% of the people is here is because of drugs. And drugs is killing our people, man. And we're not holding ourselves accountable, so we like to blame it on everybody. In the wake of the Black Rob's death, a lot of fans believe the rapper's former label head, Diddy, should have been more helpful in his time of need. Diddy will eventually pay for Black Rob's funeral, but Master P thinks this rage is directed at the wrong person. He said in quote, you point the fingers at Diddy's and all that stuff, but what about the Jimmy Iovines and all these guys you don't talk about? P continued. They the ones who got the money. Think about it. Diddy, the middleman to these big corporations. Those guys should be helping. Those guys made billions of dollars. Diddy might have made millions, but he's still the middleman to the Gateway. Master P went on to explain that artists and entertainers should prepare for their futures instead of blaming the artists who signed up to be more than just the rapper. Everybody gonna die. That's what y'all got to realize, Master P said. Go find a job. You got to figure something else out. Although Master P is emphasizing self-awareness and accountability, he does believe artists should look out for each other. He told TMZ just before DMX died that the rapper deserved more support when struggling with his substance abuse battle. And he said, in quote, "I feel like hip hop needs some type of union," he said. The NBA have it. What happens when a guy falls off? After he's done sold millions of records, even a female would happen. Think about it. The NBA, when they done, they go to Sports Center. They can sit around. Where do hip hop go? Go back to the hood. You know what? Master P's right. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times with, you know, music industries, I think it's important to actually point out that there should be not only a union, but there should be, you know, accountability as far as, you know, not only helping music artists, but, you know, music artists like rappers and singers sometimes need to be held accountable as well. I mean, sometimes it could be bad contracts. Like, you hear stories about, you know, music artists having bad contracts that they sign. You hear stories like that all the time over the years. It's like, why not, you know, and as he said, why not look out for people? And it's not just thinking about, you know, greed and money. I mean, money comes and goes at the end of the day. And I feel like sometimes, you know, and I had asked somebody if they believe that money is the root of all evil when it comes to, you know, corporations and stuff like that in general. And I think it has to do with how you use your money. It's only evil when you spend your money on unnecessary things instead of things that's necessary, like the important necessities. Excuse me for butchering. Necessities is what is important in life. And you know what? I have to give Master P an applause for this one, man. Yeah, he's right though, man, and I have to really agree. So here it goes. Yeah, with that being said, we're gonna go on to this next last topic of episode 28. And this is going to be about just give me a second, folks, while I'm looking for the article. All right, here we go. So, according to MSN.com, radio host loses job week after tattooing station's logo on his arm. You cannot be serious, man. You fire somebody off of a tattoo? Are you serious? How's that even right, man? Come on. This is crazy, man. It's one thing to have a misconduct, and as far as, wacky behavior, or as far as the macroaggressions or the microaggressions that, somebody can get fired or whatever. But over a tattoo, over a damn tattoo, that just sounds very whack to me, man. I'm sorry, that's just whack. That shit is whack, man. Like, how do you do that, man? Like, that right there is just a little much, man. Okay. Mason Schrader, an ex-breakfast show host at WIL 92.3 FM, a country music station, was laid off for yet to be identified reasons, though he blames himself for the sacking. According to the New York Post, Mason was half of the duo of Mason and Remy show, with co-host Zachary Hosley, who got his place. Hang on for one second, folks. Hang on for one second. All right. All right. According to the New York Post, Mason was half of the duo Mason and Remy show, with co-host Zachary Hosley, who got to keep his job. No, his place. Excuse me. All right. Sharing a photo, of the tattoo, which also features a star as part of the label. Mason saw the funny side and wrote a prolonged laugh while informing fans of his current status. And laughed. "I just got fired," he wrote. Some of his fans went on his comment section to confront him, with others assuming him he will be back. Here are a few reactions. In a more uplifting story, a 21-year-old OD young man identified as Evan Harris recently inspired many after he officially opened his own men's clothing store months after losing his job due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The young entrepreneur, who lives in Trenton, has been working at a suit store until COVID-19 hit and the clothing store was forced to shut down. However, rather than sulking due to the experience, he reinvented himself and came up with the idea that he actualized on Monday, March 29th. Evans opened his own distinctive fitting men's suit store and named it Be Suited. The opening ceremony was attended by friends, family, and community, including the area's Mayor Reed Gashira. Okay. As I've previously said, and that's the last topic of the day. Honestly, to keep to be fired over a tattoo, to me, it's just so fucking ridiculous. And I say this in with a passion, because, like, what about those who have a misbehaving, wacky attitude, and having racial comments or whatever and stuff like that? To me, it just spells out coward. You mean to tell me just because a person has a tattoo, whatever tattoo it is getting fired off of this shit? That's fucking whack to me, man. And I have to give a buzzer for this one more time, man. And I have to really say this though, man, despite the cars passing by and stuff, I have to really say that this has been a great episode of episode 28. And what I would like to say, even though my co-host is not here, I was actually able to hold the fort down. So hopefully he'll be back in the future. So with that being said, that's gonna do it for this episode. If you like what you heard, all you have to do is this. You can go follow the podcast page on Facebook and Instagram, which I will get to in a second. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me just get to the streaming platforms and stuff real quick. Hold on, All right. Just bear with me, folks. Just bear with me. I need every listener and viewer on the YouTube channel Enclave Community to do something for me. If you like what you heard, you can listen to the episodes of Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York podcast on Audio Stream Choices. And it goes something like this. The podcast is on Podorama, Anchor, Spotify, Audio Burst, Deezer, TuneIn, Player FM, Podchaser, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Breaker, Listen Notes, Amazon Note, Google Podcasts. Don't forget to listen to Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York podcast on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and last but not least, the YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, all you got to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel for more video content. Click the notification bell so you can be reminded of when the podcast goes on the air live. And for upcoming episodes, previous recorded episodes, be sure to leave a like and a comment on episodes with the topics. And also, don't forget, for all the streaming platforms, don't forget to download your favorite episodes and topics that you like that we discussed. And also, don't forget to share the podcast with your friends along with the audio streaming platforms that I just mentioned. All right. You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, which is Off the Meat Rack Chain's NY podcast on Facebook and Instagram, all in one word, which is the same name as it is on Instagram, alongside with my primary social media handle on Instagram, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. Alongside with the podcast page, don't forget to follow the podcast page on Facebook and Instagram, Off the Meat Rack Chain's NY podcast. I want to say something. I want to say something that's very, very, very motivating. And like I always say, before the end of the show, before I conclude, I want to say this. If you have a dream of being a podcaster, radio person, or any other career fields that you like to go into, like myself, who is a rookie podcaster, don't let anybody stop you from achieving your goals and your dreams. This is not about the people that you're pleasing. This is about you pleasing yourself. And I'm saying this to, you know, give you not only the motivation, but also giving you the inspiration so you can have the power to actually pass this advice along to people that are interested into being able to create a show about whatever topics it is. And, you know, being a podcaster is not about pleasing the people it's not about pleasing the people in the audience and the listeners. It's not about that. It's about what the topics that you, what you think of the topics that you like to discuss. The show is about expressing yourself about the topics that we discuss every week. We like to have fun. We like to show humor. And we like to make sure that we are ourselves, because we don't like to have, you know, a bunch of yes men telling us what we can or can't do with our own show. So what I would like to say is thank you to the listeners who have been rocking with us. Thank you for tuning in. Also, if you would like to be able to, you know, give a donation to support the show, all you got to do is go to the link tree in the bio of the podcast page and or my primary page, which is the same link, which is linktree.com/gmoneystacks555. You're going to go to the section where it says support the podcast by making a donation. And it's going to take you to an area where it leads to debit cards. Now, we're not asking you to break the bank to make us happy. We're asking you to do your best on what you can afford. The same goes with the Cash App, which is $GMoneyStacks555. That's $GMoneyStacks555. GMoneyStackz 555. And if you miss any previous recordings of episodes, including this one, don't worry. It's going to be posted after this recording is over. So let me make sure I go over the streaming platforms again. So real quick, you can find the podcast on Podorama, Anchor, Spotify, Audio Burst, Deezer, TuneIn, Player FM, Podchaser, Stitcher, Podcast, Podcast Addict, Breaker, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, and don't forget to listen to Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. It's important that you if you don't have those apps, you can download the apps that I just mentioned. If you don't have an app for Audio Burst, don't worry about that. That's what the links are for. And also the YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating. Show us some love by by giving us a 5-star rating on Podchaser. That way we'll be able to know how we can do better in upcoming episodes and as far as topics. All right. And like I said, I appreciate every single listener that's been listening so far. And this has been episode 28. And we made it so far, man. This is the biggest milestone that we ever had, man. For real, though, man. So this is very exciting for me, man. For real. Now, that's pretty exciting, though, man. Don't you think? We're not going anywhere. And I tell you this, man. I never give up on my dreams. And neither should you. So with that being said, I'm G Money Stacks. And thank you all for watching and listening. And tuning in and rocking with us. This has been episode 28 of Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. One love and peace out. Listen, if you like what you heard, all you got to do is follow the podcast, comment about the topics and what you thought about the episodes of Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast on Facebook and Instagram so you can be a part of the discussions for each topic every week. Plus, if you would like to be a guest co-host to chime in on topics, topic ideas, interviews, whether you are a rapper, singer, black-owned trendsetter that has a business, producer, actor, actress, doctor, DJ, VJ, radio personality, podcast host, other career fields, need advice that you want us to read on the air like a chain letter about anything, you can email the show at offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. Now, where you can follow us is on Facebook and Instagram, which is all in one word, which is Off the Meat Rat Chains NY Podcast, alongside with my Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. That's GMoneyStacks555 INQUEENSNY. That's G Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Now, in case you missed any of the episodes, don't worry, I got you. You can download your favorite episodes, like, subscribe, show the podcast some love with a 5-star rating. We show our realness as far as the subjects being discussed in the conversations we have in each episode of the podcast. Inspire, motivate, sense of humor is an important key here because I believe laughter is the best medicine when it comes to dark times. We want the show to be the safety net of putting a smile on your faces, whether it's having bad days, losses of loved ones, work, and other difficult challenges. The show will be there for you no matter what you are going through. You are not alone in this case. Be sure to comment on the episodes with the topics, share the podcast and streaming platforms of Anchor, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Breaker, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Podchaser, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podorama, Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, Audio Burst. And don't forget, you can find Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and the YouTube. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to the channel page, G-Money Stats 555. Click on the notification bell so you can be reminded of when Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast goes on the air live. Upcoming live stream episodes, previous recorded episodes, like, comment on the episodes with the topics, share the podcast, including the streaming services with your friends. I'm G-Money Stacks, and thank you all for listening, tuning in, sticking around with us, and watching us on YouTube. And let's keep the views going and the subscribers going on the YouTube. Thank you. One love.